Another recent Pew Research Center report adds fuel to the charge that the media are biased in their coverage of gay marriage. Pew studied 2 months of coverage starting in the middle of March and found that stories from major news outlets featured 5 positive mentions about gay marriage for every 1 negative mention. Let's bring back Amy Mitchell from the Pew Research Center. She says the findings don't prove bias. The positive statements arose directly from the news.
Well, for example, Brooke, during the time of that we studied over these 2 months, you have 51% saying that they favored legalizing marriage for gays and lesbians. You had a number of Congress members coming out to say that they supported the measure, from Hillary Clinton, Rob Portman, Bill Nelson of Florida, Mark Warner, Claire McCaskill. The list is quite long. State legislation that was being passed around the country. Colorado passed a civil unions bill during this time period. There was legislation in Rhode Island and Delaware.
She says determining media bias would require a different kind of study.
One thing we would have needed to have done would have been to identify and measure to what extent there were events happening or public statements being made in opposition to same-sex marriage that the news media was omitting, was not including in their coverage.
The National Organization for Marriage opposes same-sex marriage. It's one of the groups that helped fund that Prince's ad we heard earlier. Thomas Peters is the group's communications director and agrees with David Dodge that the Prince's ad was a winner.
I think the reason the Prince's ad was effective, and I think this was borne out in our focus groups, was that it made people realize that changing the law about marriage doesn't happen in a vacuum. And that's one of the most continual arguments from our opponents. They say that changing gay marriage won't change anything. Well, of course it changes things. We just had a student about a week ago, I believe, who won his lawsuit at the Court of Appeals when his teacher started berating him for not endorsing the teacher's gay lifestyle. Gay marriage cannot simultaneously be one of the most important things America needs to pass and also have no effects on the rest of society.
Is that a theme that in this next phase of the battle will be put in ads?
In November, when we had 4 state races, we focused much more on the consequences of gay marriage. We talked a lot about the threats to individual liberty, people who have had their livelihoods threatened over supporting traditional marriage, to reinforce the point that if you redefine marriage, you redefine marriage for everyone.
An advocate of gay marriage said that his research suggests that the focus is shifting from harm to children to harm to anybody. He also said, somewhat ironically, victimhood had earlier been a big theme for his side.
Well, we're not trying to create a culture of victimhood. We're trying to prevent future victims. Even in the 4 states I mentioned, we normally had at least 2 ads running. One talked about the consequences of redefining marriage, and one talked about the positive nature. And, you know, the positive messaging, I think, is something that we have to reinforce, and it will be more of a mainstay going forward.
I just wonder if there's an ad that we could run a piece of that might give a sense of where you're heading.
Sure. I believe this was an ad that we helped Minnesota for Marriage air. About 30 seconds of women of various ethnicities looking at the camera and saying, yes, I think we should protect marriage.
In my life, I've learned to be open and kind to all people.
Everybody knows somebody who's gay.
Gay or straight, we're all entitled to love and respect.
But we can support gays and lesbians without changing marriage.
Marriage is still about children, having a mom and a dad.
I'm voting yes on the marriage amendment.
Yes to protect marriage.
Do you think the mainstream media are biased in favor of gay marriage?
The media is biased on this, not just in how they report, but in what they report. We won this year, for instance, in Hawaii, in Illinois, in Wyoming, but most people haven't heard about those victories. What they've only heard about are our defeats, and that's affected our messaging deeply in states. In states like Washington, where so much of the local news media is against us, frankly, we have to do double, triple, quadruple duty because people going through the nightly news are watching one of our ads compared with 4 news segments about all the discrimination that's happening in the state and how this is the only way to fix it. Being outspent and still coming within such close margins shows to us really how deeply seated Americans' views on marriage are and protecting it.
In 2012, a Maine court released the 2009 strategy document from the National Organization for Marriage that revealed strategies to raise issues such as pornography, to find African-American spokespeople, develop a media campaign around their objections to gay marriage as a civil right, provoke the gay marriage base into responding by denouncing those spokesmen and women as bigots.
You know, we've apologized for the language used in that document. It was just a strategy planning document. I think our public actions speak very well for us, how we strive for civility in all of our communications. We respect all sides in this debate. We believe that everyone should be treated fairly and equally, and how we especially honor and appreciate our deep ties to the African-American community, particularly African-American pastors.
The majority of Americans, including those who oppose gay marriage, believe that the legalization of gay marriage is inevitable.
Well, I would say actually that what we're seeing in the first 24 hours after the Supreme Court's handed down its rulings is that it's actually a very encouraging thing to our side. A lot of our people were expecting the Supreme Court would strike down laws protecting marriage in 38 states. The court chose not to do that. And so going forward, I think that will be part of our messaging, is that the Supreme Court has said it's up to us to win or lose this fight.
Thomas Peters, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thomas Peters is Communications Director at the National Organization for Marriage.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Love bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.